B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Nikki.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. How can we help you, madam?
I'm calling because I went out on a couple really great dates with this guy, Anthony. And we really, really hit it off, I thought. And now he just won't call me back. And I just was hoping you could help me figure out what's going on.
So if you went on a couple of dates, I'm sure the first couple were good. What happened on the last one?
You know, I think what happened was I accidentally locked his keys in his car because, like, I have a car that, like, anyway, a couple times I didn't lock my car, so I have this, like, habit of locking it from the inside, and then, anyway, he is an older car, and I locked the keys in the car. And so we had to get AAA to come out, and it was a real hassle trying to get home. But
that's an accident.
But, yeah, I mean, then we ended up at my place, and, you know, everything was fun. I mean, it was kind of like an adventure. Like, I thought it was still, like, I mean, it was definitely a pain, but it was kind of fun, like a thing we did together. And then, you know, after being in my place, I thought everything was fine. So yeah.
I hate to break it to you, but listen, in no way, shape, or form is waiting for AAA ever an adventure, especially if it means if like maybe if you're in the car and you're having a little fun in the car, but if you're locked out of a car, it just entails waiting outside of a car for the freaking guy who's never in a rush to come and help you because he always thinks you're a donkey for not being able to figure out how to open the door yourself. Trust me, I've been there. That
I don't know. That
would still be a petty reason. Because that means that if you guys didn't get into a relationship, he expects you never to mess up a little bit. But anyway, we shall call him next and try and figure it out, okay? I feel confident we're going to get you. Sound like a good girl. We're going to get you another date. Second date update on the 10s.
Now back to the second date update on the 10s.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Nikki. I'm going to make a long story short here. She went out with Anthony a few times.
Yep.
And the last time, she locked his keys in his car.
That sucks.
And they had to do the whole AAA thing and wait for it. And she thinks, other than that, everything was cool.
Yeah, I mean, I really thought he was great. I thought it was
okay.
Good, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to call him right now. Hopefully, he'll pick up. And hopefully, you will get another date that we will pay for. So, be quiet.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Anthony?
Speaking.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so Anthony, please don't hang up. My name is Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. Do you have time to talk real quick? This will take literally 2 minutes.
Yeah, what's this about?
Okay, so we got your phone number from a girl who would love to take you out on a really nice date and impress you because she likes you. So the reason we're calling you is she gave us your phone number to offer you a free date on us. And not only will we pay for the date, but you can pick the date. You can pick the place, you can pick the day you're free, you can pick it all. And if you're wondering if I'm going to provide you with some random person, like a trick or something like that, it's not. I'll even tell you the girl's name.
Okay. Who is this? Who is the girl?
Nikki. And you went out with her a couple times already.
Nikki. Yeah. I appreciate the offer. I'm good. I'm good.
Can you tell us why? Just because she, you know, we spoke to her and she said, first of all, she's sorry for locking your keys in your car.
Yeah, no worries there. That's not, I mean, I know they're not. I just kind of, you know, don't want to kiss and tell type of thing. But I appreciate the offer. I'm going to respectfully decline.
Oh, my God. This is Nikki. I'm on the line, and I'm really sorry to
kind of jump in too quick there. Hey,
hold
Nikki.
On, Nikki. Anthony, Nikki's on the phone, and she was supposed to wait until I introduced
her.
But
what happened? I can't stand it. This is so weird. I thought everything was fine. What happened?
Everything is fine. I just want to drop it and leave it back. I just want to, you know, just back out. Just, you know, we're good. We're good. I mean, it was fun what we had, but I kind of just wanted, I don't really want to see it go for any further, really.
Wait, that's really not okay. I don't understand. Did I do something wrong? Because if I did something wrong, I'd really like to know.
I don't want to go through this. I don't want to go over it. You're really not going to want to hear, like, the reasons. I'm kind of trying to be.
Yeah, I do want to hear the reason. I want to know what happened.
Nikki, I'm telling you, you do not want to know. You do not want to know.
Yes, I do, dude. Yes, I do.
All right, you really don't. You really don't. But if you're actually going to be that persistent, then fine.
Yes.
All right, so you know the whole thing with the whole, you locked it, you know, the keys in the car, and we kind of went back to your house afterwards? Well, we went, I don't even know how to, this is so awkward. So when we went back to your house, you had pictures on your wall, your family and stuff like that. And so maybe one thing you don't know about me is I may be considered bi.
Oh my god!
And one of the people that I may or may not have hooked up with in the past is your dad.
What?
Hold on a second.
What the f- are you talking about?
What?
What?
I'm just saying it was before I even met you. It's not like
Are you kidding me?
I'm a little speechless.
You slept with my dad?
Yeah, I'm trying, don't get mad at me. I was trying to respectfully end it and not tell you the reason. It's trying to just, you know, back out, you know, gracefully.
Oh my god,
you had to know.
Oh my god.
Is your dad gay?
He and my mom split up, actually, because, oh my god, this is so insane. Oh my god.
They split up because he was having sex with Anthony?
Maybe.
This isn't fun for, like, this is awesome for me also. I'm not, you want
to
make this up?
So, Anthony, your dad.
Wait, actually, he me.
Okay. Romero, get your facts straight, okay?
So anyway, Anthony, do you want to go on another date with Nikki?
No, I'm sorry, Nikki. That's a little too awkward for me, man.
That's okay. This is totally mutual. I mean, it's not even like the whole gay aspect of this, but imagine if it ever even, like, if it worked out and then we had a family activity and my dad and he were on the same, oh my gosh.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
People aren't really dating right now. I mean, well, for those who are, I'm going to throw air quotes up. For those who are dating, it's basically just like doing chores together, like going to the grocery store and stuff like that. And tomorrow's Second Date Update features that. And yes, somebody messed up going to the grocery store for a date. Check it out at 8:10, right?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.